Welcome to episode number 50. In this episode, Lynn and I will be discussing intuition and exploring your intuition. So the greatest innovators in history use their intuition to make decisions that shape the world that we live in today. And because intuition comes directly from source, it is never ending. It never depletes. And it's the ultimate yin energy or receptive energy. This is also a feminine energy as well. So this means that in order to receive intuition, we need to be open to receiving it. And then when we intend to tap into our intuition, we do need to be in a receptive energy because it is just based in yin energy. So we almost need to completely release the logic until we are done receiving our messages from our intuition. And this is because our ego is highly, highly logical, and it's completely tuned to the channel of keeping us safe. So our logic, our ego's goal is to keep us alive. And usually it's on overdrive for most of us, which keeps us from truly thriving.
So how do we tap into this receptive energy? This is feminine energy, anything that puts us in a creative or joyful state. Meditation or heart opening exercises put us in these higher states where we feel safe enough to receive. Also, sun gazing at sunrise or sunset and just sunshine in general and lots of clean water helps us to clear out any kind of like gunk that may be blocking our intuition. And intuition is within all of us. As children, it may be, or as children, it's a very like strong force. And as we progress through life, at some point, we kind of make the decision to stop trusting this voice. It may be discouragement from adults, for example, telling us we need to be more logical and rational. And sometimes it's just like we're overthinking things and like we totally disregard that initial instinct, like that gut feeling. We all go through a period of deception as children, and one that ultimately programs us to not trust our gut feelings.
Yes. And we have a question, for Lynn, and then I'll answer the question too. But when do you feel most connected to your intuition, and when does it sound really loud and clear for you? And the third part of the question is, do you remember what you did to get to that state?
This is super hard. Because I always have, like, not always, like 99% of the time, I have that first instinct and like I totally ignore it. And then, like, I'll go through the situation and my first instinct ends up being right. And so I think, like, usually that happens when it's just like, I don't know, like, I'm connected to, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I just feel like I'm connected to my body and I'm really listening to it is the best time. Or that's when, like, I can really hear my intuition. And how do I get into that state? It's, I try to block out, like, that inner voice. Like, meditation would really help. What about you?
Yes, I love that. I like what you said about feeling really in your body, because it made me feel like when you feel really in the flow and in alignment and kind of centered, I guess you would say. Honestly, it used to feel really random for me. And I resonate with what you said about it being kind of fleeting, where you it's like the first initial thing that comes into your mind and pops into your mind. And then it kind of just like, it fleets, you know, and then our logic comes in to, you know, kind of cloud that judgment for us. But for me, I feel like it's when I wake up not in a rush. It's honestly like a day has to be set for this. When I wake up and I'm usually on my days off, and my intuition is very loud and clear. Like when I have a really flowy, super flowy day, like I wake up and I do my yoga and I do my meditation. So it is like really being connected to your body, mind, spirit. So doing the practices that make you feel really good. And then also when you feel centered in your body and connected and grounded as well. Because when you're not grounded, you could be receiving all the messages in the world, but they're not going to be able to, they're not going to resonate with you because you're not grounded into Mother Earth. So it's like that energy is just kind of bouncing off of you, if that makes sense. But that's when I feel most connected, is when I have a super flowy morning and then I'm out in the sunshine or I'm like walking on the beach or something like that. That's when it's really loud and clear for me. And then what did I do? Yeah, I guess just being in a really flowy state. And what I did to get to that state is just do the things that make me happy and make me feel joyful. Cause it's like our natural state is in, and we're very intuitive beings because we are spiritual beings and we're really high vibrational beings. And our natural state is our intuition. So the only thing that's blocking us from that is either fear, skepticism, not really trusting ourselves. There's like a lot of different things, a lot of different blocks that come in for us when we're trying to connect to our intuition. And for me, it's not trusting, and then any kind of fear. But I think like when we're kids, so we're so imaginative that it's so easy for us to be tapped into our intuition because we are really tapped into our creativity and our imagination. That's a very feminine, receptive energy. So that's a really long-winded way of answering that question, but yeah.
Yeah, no. And like when you were saying, like when you're well rested and you're not like rushing, like you can tap into your intuition that way, that like really makes sense to me too, because I feel like, I don't know, like I'm not thinking about other things, I guess. Like there isn't like trying to, the logical side is like kind of pushed back because you have that time to like actually tune into your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's like you're, what did you say? You said something about this, about, oh my gosh, it just left my brain. Overthinking. You said something about overthinking. So basically the opposite of that, when you're just kind of going with the flow and not, and you don't have all these ruminating thoughts, you're like basically in the present moment. Present moment's where the magic happens. It keeps coming back to that. But yeah, so our intuition really resides in our hearts. So we can invite you to think of a decision that has been weighing heavy on your mind, to kind of feel into where you feel the heaviness. Like, is it in your heart? Is it in your head? Is it in your stomach? And then if you bring your awareness to your heart space, placing your hands there, clarity will come through. And the key here is to trust it when it comes, because in the very beginning, it will be fleeting, like Lynn and I were talking about. And this is because our ego is so very strong in dismissing this information from source as it comes through, especially if we're not grounded in our energy. And it will be a practice to kind of unlearn this, because all of our lives we've kind of been dismissing it and turning to logic when we, to help us feel safe. So to encourage your ego to take the backseat, it's a practice, and to allow like your soul to really shine through and relay its wisdom to you, it's a practice. So I think really just tuning into your body, doing things that put you back in your body, like grounding yourself, walking on the beach, meditating, doing yoga, doing some kind of mindful movement, even like ecstatic dance, can help ground you and allow that wisdom to kind of come through.
Yeah. And our intuition is like our roadmap to our purpose. So when we don't know the way, we follow our intuitive hints and the things that make us feel joy, happiness, or fulfillment in the present moment. So when we do act on this, we find it will lead us down a path of more inspired action and inspired being, instead of like it feeling like it's work and that everything is just a struggle to get through.
Mm-hmm. And so our next question for you is, what can you do today to tap into your intuition? So really think about this. And remember, it is a practice, just like meditation. So if you'd like, you can set the intention now to allow your intuition to come through clearly and for you to feel safe with receiving any important higher messages. And as always, I feel like we say this on almost every single episode, but intention is so, so powerful. And when you start to really set those intentions for whatever you want to bring into your life or whatever you want to release from your life, it truly, truly works. And there's a lot of science behind that. Maybe we'll do an episode on it. But yeah, if you want to set an intention to just allow that intuition to come through and really tap into it, that could be really helpful for you to start that practice.
Yeah, for sure. So like for you particularly, what is something that you do to, like, what's a practice that you have to try to tap into your intuition?
I like using my divination tools, like my oracle cards. I like free flow writing too. Like aside from the yoga and the meditation, those are the other things I really like to do, the free flow writing and the gratitude, because sometimes when I'm writing a gratitude list, if I think of something really unique, it will kind of be like a switch for me. And then I'll tap into, it's almost like the key to like unlocking my intuition is like holding gratitude, because gratitude puts you in the present moment. And then when you in the present moment, you're not ruminating over like the past, you're not really anxious about the future. So you allow that, like that intuition to come through and the wisdom to come through, because it's, we're always receiving it, every single person, but it's a matter of us like recognizing the signs and tuning into it, because it's like a channel. And so if you're not on the channel of your intuition, you're on like a lower vibrational channel, one that's maybe based in fear, like we said, or some kind of, or you're in the past or in the future, to overthinking. So yeah, the free flow writing, the divination tools, really like, sunlight helps so much. Like whenever I just close my eyes and face my face to the sun, like pure sunlight really, really helps to open your intuition, because it helps to decalcify your pineal gland. And there's so much to do on that too, because that will decalcifying your pineal gland will ultimately help increase your intuition anyway. But there's like a multitude of things you can do. So if nothing really reaches out to you in this episode that we mentioned, definitely do your own research on how to tap into your intuition. But try the things that we mentioned on this episode today, because they really, really do help.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. There was, I forget where I read it, but there was this one place somewhere that like they said a way to like tap into your intuitions, because like there's so many things in your surroundings that kind of like distract you or like contradict what your intuition is telling you, or like you're it's too much in your head. And this article, or it was a podcast or something, they said like what you can do is imagine that each of like these voices is a puzzle piece, and you're just kind of, instead of constructing, you're deconstructing and you're taking away a puzzle piece. So like until you only have your intuition, like you just need to picture yourself deconstructing all the logic and voices that are going on. So that was a practice that I heard of. It is, honestly, I tried it before and it was really difficult.
I love that. It gave me a really good visual as you were talking about it. I'm like, oh, I like that, because it's almost, I mean, as long as you approach it from a place of not trying so hard, because I feel like if I were to hear that in the past, like when I first started on trying to like unlock my intuition, I would have been thinking about it way too much. But no, I really like that, because it's, I don't know, it kind of brings you to focus on the things, like the puzzle pieces, or like that one puzzle piece of your intuition, and then just drop the rest of them, like that them all fall off or fall away. Yeah. So I like that. Nice visualization.
Yeah, it was a super cool way to do it. And like, I had trouble, like, I don't know, doing it. But then again, I was just like, that was a few years ago and I haven't tried it since. So
Try it again and see what happens. Like it. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And we hope this brought you some value and that you try some of the practices that we mentioned. If you haven't already, I'm sure most of you probably already have, but I think it's really critical for us to tap into our intuition, because I was just reading an article about Elon Musk and how he makes all of his decisions from his intuition. And that's how he's become so successful today is that's what he claims. He's made all of his decisions, his bigger decisions from his intuition, and they haven't failed him so far. So let me know let us know, message us on Instagram if you try any of these practices, and we'll speak to you in the next episode.
Thank you, everybody.